Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, hour number two of the program tonight, and Radio Avenger and his guest, and that's John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control. We are going to take another call before we get into that Indian question and other questions as well. So let's do that now, John. Doug, hi, Doug in Texas. You're on the program.
Rick?
Yes, Doug.
Well, you know, we're crawling here in Central Texas. We have just, you know, everybody comes up to you and talks Spanish like you're supposed to understand what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
They assume that, you know, what's wrong with you? You don't know how to speak Spanish? and every little house has a Spanish, you know, Mexican flag in front of it, and they got their bumper stickers. Invisora, radio, numero, dulce, whatever.
Well, conquistador, huh?
Conquistadors, invasoras, whatever. We're inundated, needless to say. We have probably half the people in Austin are illegal aliens. And my wife's coming home from work the other day, and, well, she has her own business, but she's driving down the road in a little DPS. Guy pulls up, does a U-turn on this road and comes up behind her and pulls her over and says, "You know what I stopped you for, don't you?" And she said, "No, I really don't. Doing 57 and a 60. That's all I was doing." Said, "Lady, your tint is too dark on your windows. I can't see inside your rear windows."
Hmm.
Really, Rick. And I'm glad I wasn't there, because I know I'd be under some jail somewhere.
Or suicide.
Or suicide. Yep. Catch on quick, Rick. That guy would have committed suicide by asking that question. But,
yeah. Well, you do have a congressman in your state, Congressman Culbertson, who is really trying to do something. He's going to be holding hearings in the next few months, because there's sheriffs that have been fired upon down in Texas. I forget exactly which county it is right now. In fact, they just received $395,000 to combat it. He is really upset. He was at a press conference at the National Press Club a couple of weeks ago, and he's just really incensed, and he's really going after it big time. Now, we'll see how far he can get before the powers that be, you know, rein him in. But right now, he's trying to do it, and he's for real. He's not somebody who's grandstanding. He's
okay. Well, we have another for real. The guy that's always been my congressman until about a year ago is Ron Paul. I'm sure he'll do what he's
Ron Paul's good. Lamar Smith was always very good. He was the head of the Immigration Subcommittee for many years.
Now, is he still a congressman, Lamar?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, he still is.
Lamar Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Worked very close with him back in 95, 96, and he was really a dynamo. Then he just kind of dropped out of the picture somewhat. Tom Tancredo had to take up the reins.
Right, exactly.
But we were, because of Lamar and a few other people like him, we were able to get two of our immigration bills passed back in 95, 96, but then George Bush and the neocons came along and stripped them and just gutted them with the help of the Ralph Reed and the NRA and these other people in Washington you know, that people think are
the so-called good guys, huh?
Yeah, I thought they were good guys when I first went to D.C. and found out real quick.
Christian Coalition and others, yeah, I understand.
Well, it's not the rank and file, it's the leadership.
The leadership, right.
I was giving a talk down at the Mexican border. And,
good. All right, hold on to that. If you want to stay, Doug and John in Austin, you'll be next. John Clark, our guest. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are back, and we are in the ballpark now, talking serious issues tonight, as we always generally do, and nothing's more serious than the collapse of our country and the fact that we are under siege from within and without. Our guest, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. He's had a number of videos, by the way, on the subjects that we're talking. And we have Doug in Texas. And, John, you were just, go ahead. You wanted to make a point about the Congress and what's going on and that area of Texas, right near the border, the border states. What were you saying?
Yeah, this Congressman Culbertson, you know, he's right. A real dynamo. Right now, you should really, well, you can to help this man, call him, give him encouragement. Tell him to go right on. Lamar Smith, I think, just got tired. He's just kind of fighting the system. If you go against them, you will always have a small office there if they can't get you out of office. Tom Tancredo was voted in again by a landslide, so they couldn't get rid of him that way. So right. They'll just take away everything and won't give him any assignments. I think you know what the, you know, what the...
Well, that was the same thing that happened with Traffic Ant. He was always very popular in his district. And they went after him.
While he was being sentenced.
And you know who went after him. Now, let me finish. Now, you know who went after him? Head of Homeland Security. Mr. Chertoff. Who was in the Justice Department at the time. Well, he was the number one target of Chertoff.
I knew Jim pretty well. He was the only Democrat that really helped us on the immigration issue.
Right.
He's the one pushing to get the military on the border.
Right.
And as he was in court, he tried to warn the American public about, he says, I'm trying to warn you about your government. You better wake up. And he was in Congress for a number of years. And what's really insulting is I would say at least half of these people on the Hill could be sent to prison for one reason or another. And they pick out Traffic Camp because he wouldn't toe the line with the Democrats and he wouldn't toe the line with the Republicans.
No, absolutely not. And neither could Hanson, either Congressman Hanson,
right,
whom they framed up on on IRS charges. They did the same thing to a federal judge, Clay Claiborne. Anybody who's honest and who sees some wrong being committed and comes along and says, I'm going to do something about it, immediately that person is targeted. You know?
Well,
and then they get the message, John. The rest of the Congress, boy, they shape up pretty fast, don't they?
I've seen congressmen that they used to walk the halls with me, who had a small office at that time.
Uh-huh.
And then it's almost like the invasion of the Spidey Snatchers. I'll go see them, and they have, all of a sudden they have a big office.
Yeah.
And it's like invasion of the Spidey. I go, what happened? You know, they sold out because they wanted to stay there. They wanted the perks.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to them. And, you know, it's like royalty. And these people are really, they're totally out of touch with what's happening in America.
Absolutely.
Some know exactly what's going on in this country.
Now, Doug, did you want to continue, join in here, sir?
They moved Ron Powell down to his own special district that they built for him because they want to kick him out, too. The Republicans hate him. He's not a team player. He's an American. He's a statesman. And they kicked him down to his own little district that was heavily minority and Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't opposed his first term. Now he's running again. But he has contributions from all over the United States. In other words, everybody loves Ron Paul. Everybody that knows what's going on in America.
Yeah,
he's the thorn in the side of the whole system, the Federal Reserve and all of this. And as long as they can just keep him alone and just talk to the wind, they don't care, you know. What about the Cranes, the Phil Crane? Did they sell out long ago, in your opinion, John?
Phil Crane, I'm not aware. Who's
from
Phil?
Illinois.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Of course, his brother, you know, Dan, and of course there were three brothers there. And was it Dan that got caught up in the sex scandal? I think it was. Wasn't it Dan?
I'm not sure. Oh, Dan Quayle.
Quayle. No, not Quayle. I'm talking about the
Quayle.
Cranes, the Crane brothers.
No, there was another congressman or senator, Hart.
Yeah, Gary Hart. Phil Crane used to be, years ago, in the 80s anyway, I remember meeting him and I remember working with him and for him. He was a good guy. And then, you know, being a good Republican, I don't know what happened to him and which direction he went off in, but, you know, so many of them deserted with Reagan and then, of course, Bush Sr. and now Baby Bush. And they don't put their country first. They put their party and their politics first, you know. And that's what I think when Jane was talking in the beginning about the treason that exists here. That's the sort of thing that's killing this country is they're too anxious to get together, shake hands, and protect their own turf rather than the country, John. And
well,
and
they're going to go down. I think some of the Republicans are getting real nervous because of Bush. They're going to Bush is going to take them down with them. And if they continue following him, they will go down. And you know, sad to say, the Democrats, who are even worse than the Republicans, if you can imagine that, are going to be in office. And the only solution that I see is like when Ross Perot, you know, he came along. And they were scared to death of this third party.
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats. They wanted no information. A friend of mine was the chairman for the immigration part of United We Stand. And whenever we needed something, I'd get a letterhead from him, sign, and send it to him. They would listen to it because they didn't know what the numbers were. They were afraid of any third party. But that's the only thing we have to do. We have to get behind a third party and stand behind it. Unfortunately, Ross Perot wasn't the man. Now, we have to find somebody, and there must be somebody out there. I wouldn't take anybody from the Beltway. I wouldn't trust anybody in the Beltway. You have to find somebody for a third party. Now, Jim Gilchrist, who started the Minutemen, he's running for Congress. The Republicans are fighting him. You know, he's running an independent ticket. There needs to be a third party because these Democrats and Republicans are all the same. Look at Bill Clinton and Georgie Bush Singer. They're buddy-buddy out playing golf together. They're all the same. There's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say the Democrats are worse, because the Democrats before, they're the ones that wanted all the illegals for their voting base. the illegal aliens have been voting in our elections for many years.
Absolutely. Doug, any final word here?
Yeah, we don't need a third party. We need a second party. And here in Texas, we have the Kay Bailey Hutchison, and we have John Cornyn. And if you combine both of their records on the conservative index, they barely beat Teddy Kennedy. Mm-hmm. They're 28-26, and Teddy's 44 on the conservative index. Yeah. So don't tell me we're not hurting down here.
Oh, you are. You are.
I know.
Thank you for the call, brother. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. We had, John from Austin on the line. Did he drop off? He just dropped off. Call back, John, if you want to call in. We'll put you right on. I wanted to get into this Indian reservation thing, John, because, John Clark, you're more familiar. You've been there. You mentioned and alluded to them a while ago. What is the status with these Indian reservations? What is their relationship, first of all, with the invaders?
Well, it seemed for a while, this is a while back, it's been a while since I checked into it, that there was some cooperation going on, in fact, that they were tied in to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But the Minuteman couldn't go on the Indian reservation.
No.
He had to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, Chris Simcox was busted for going on state property because he had a gun. He didn't know. He stepped over the line just 10 feet, and they got him. So obviously they were watching him.
They go after him, but not the illegal aliens. Right?
No, he was 10 feet into a federal park, and they busted him for having a firearm. And there was no marker at all or anything. But yet millions of illegals are flooding across the border. They want to leave them here. They want to give them citizenship. And it's an insult to people who are playing by the rules, who want to do it legally, who want to be tested for diseases. And that's a really big concern when we have this flu. That may become a pandemic. And these illegals are not being checked. They're just flooding in. I know, realize that a lot of it's going to come by aircraft because of the travel that we have and everything, but they're just flooding across. I mean, we have legal immigration to check people for diseases and also for criminal behavior. None of that's being done. So all these people that they want to leave in this country and give them citizenship is simply outrageous.
It is.
And they're charging them. They want to charge them, I think, $2,000 a piece. Here we go again with the money and the votes. And the Republicans have been trying to play by the same rules as the Democrats. The Democrats before won the illegals because of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
They would always vote Democratic. And years ago, I think you're familiar with Otslan, the term Otslan.
Yes.
You know, the southwestern United States, yeah. That's what the Mexicans call them.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to reconquer it,
mm-hmm.
Reconquista.
Right.
And but yet Al Gore, who was, when he was vice president, was a keynote speaker at a southwestern conference, and on the billboard it had right on there, Otslan. And here's the vice president of the United States condoning the takeover of the southern part of the United States. And the American public is just going, right on with it, saying, "Oh, everything's fine." It's not fine. And I remember if somebody had talked to me about this 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I wouldn't even pay any attention. I'd say, here's a right-wing fanatic or whatever. Not right-wing fanatics. If you're a patriot, they call you a right-wing fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Christian, they call you a right-wing fanatic. Well, that's the way of pigeonholing you and putting you in a corner so they can get rid of you. And that's
silencing
exactly what
debate.
They're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it stops the debate, and that's what they want, to stop the debate, because they know they can use these words, these terms, that they use, and, of course, xenophobia is one of them, and, these are the
right.
Terms of the left, of the radical.
What's really incredulous is this assistant governor or attorney general of Maryland.
Yeah, hang on to that thought. We got another break, John. All right, we'll pick up with that, and we'll return with more. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here with John Clark.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
All right, we're back now, and we have John Clark with us. John, you were just referring to the, what, assistant attorney in
Maryland? Yeah, he's a black politician in Maryland, mm-hmm. and he's a conservative. The liberal blacks started throwing Oreo cookies at him and calling him the N-word. Now, you know, this is not a race issue, and this is one thing I'm trying to prevent. Terry Anderson's trying to prevent not make it a race issue. It's conservative against liberal, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, here they're throwing Oreo cookies at him because he's a liberal. I mean, he's a conservative.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Something outrageous. And look what France is doing. They're saying anybody that did any of these disturbances, they're going to deport them right now. Why didn't they deport all the illegals in the Rodney King riots? 30-40% of those rioters were illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
When the Border Patrol went in to try to remove them, they were rocks were thrown at them.
We've got a fifth column in the country now. You know that.
Well, China has a fifth column. Mexico has a... I mean, what country doesn't have a fifth column here? I mean,
we have a fifth column that can get away with almost anything. You know darn right well what happened with the ranchers and the ranch rescue people in Arizona.
Yeah,
in
Jack Foote. In fact,
yeah.
I went with Jack Foote 5 years ago when I shot my first documentary. They went down to protect me because I was going to film the drug smugglers assisting the and the Mexican military assisting the illegal aliens. And Jack did go a little too far, but Casey Nethercutt, they took his ranch away, gave it to the illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, America. I mean, you better wake up. You know, this is not a joke. And, you know, Rick, what Rick is saying, he knows what he's talking about. I've been involved in D.C. now for 12 or 13 years. When I first went there, I thought, you know, the good guys were the ones that everybody thinks are the good guys, like the Christian Coalition. I tried to get them to work with us, cooperate with us. Well, Ralph Reed stabbed us in the back. And I was talking about this at a, I was one of the speakers at an event down in San Diego, and somebody from the Christian Coalition come up, why are you bad-mouthing the Christian Coalition? I said, I'm not bad-mouthing the rank and file, but your leadership, yes. And the neocons have taken over
all the
organizations that we once thought were
American.
They
have been doing that, And Ken Mellman with the Republican leadership now, the same thing. They're building this regime within the Republican Party, and it's been going on since the 80s. You know? All right, let's take another call. Steve from Ohio, you're on the program. Hi.
Good evening, gents. How are you?
Okay.
I was calling regarding, Ron Paul keeps coming up quite a bit, and I'd say he's got about a 85% voting record on this illegal immigration thing. If you go to our website, numbersusa.com.
Yeah, that's right, Beck.
And, check his voting record. Just recently, he's consistently voted against using the military on the border. I mean, for the last 5 years, he votes against it.
How's
and also,
that?
He's been voting for increasing and maintaining levels of H-1B visas for illegals and legal immigrants and stuff, replacing Americans and jobs in this country. So I think it'd be nice when they interview him on a radio program if they'd ask him about some of those votes, because I think the job of our military is to patrol our borders. If
well, I know, you know, he's a libertarian, if you will, not necessarily with a large L, but with a small L. But still, you know, his positions do vary somewhat with others in the conservative movement. So there are differences, there's no question about it. But by and large, I'd rather have a Ron Paul in there than some of the characters we've got now.
Right.
And I can think of my own two senators, Jack Reed and Link Chafee, and both of them, as far as I'm concerned, in Rhode Island, they could be senators from Moscow or from Peking, for all I care.
I'm beginning to believe that DeWine and Voinovich from Ohio are half-brothers to Vicente Fox, because they vote for everything that comes through here.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, what city are you in Ohio?
Pardon?
What city are you in, Steve?
A small town called Bryan. It's about 60 miles west of Toledo.
Okay.
We just had an incident there in Toledo not too long ago.
Yes.
Do you have a serious problem with the illegals?
They're getting more numerous. I see more and more of them at the doctor's offices and the hospitals here, even in this county of 13,000 or 30,000 people. So.
Yeah, when I first got involved with this, there were like 800 illegal aliens out on the sidewalk. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because you just said, you know, you thought they were illegals. And somebody said, well, how do you know that they're illegals? I said, well, when the Border Patrol shows up and they start running, that's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
And it's... you can pretty much tell. I mean, we don't want to get into, you know, the opposition always says, oh, you're profiling people just because they're Hispanic or, Mexican or whatever. That's not the case. I mean, you can tell when somebody's crawled underneath the fence. I mean, they still have dirt on their boots.
Well, you see them kind of bow their heads and avert their eyes. And
exactly.
Look at your face. And they're... And it's sad because they're men and women with small children and stuff like that. I hate to see anybody suffer anywhere on the planet, but we're getting to the point that we're just being overrun.
See, that's the seductiveness of it now.
Yeah,
we're
being invaded. Yep. What about American children and American families that have been displaced, made homeless because some illegal took their job for a lower wage?
Yes.
A perfect example, we had Rock Scully on the show, remember, a while back?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, well, I guess you're going on break.
Yeah, you can stay with us, John, some more?
Yeah.
Might as well round out the program. All right, stay with us, and Steve, you stay where you are, all right? We shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, and we're back on this Monday night, and we're back again with John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control. John, what was the point you were trying to make? Go ahead.
Yeah, about, you know, illegals and putting American families out of a job.
Yes.
Like with Rock Scully.
Right.
Rock was the Grateful Dead manager, and
mm-hmm.
I knew Rock for many years. In fact, I grew up with Jerry Garcia from childhood, and as you well know, Jerry is pretty much of a liberal. And when people found that out, they said, how could you be a friend of Jerry's and be against these poor little migrants from Mexico? And Rock Scully was one of those people years ago. And then you saw my last documentary where mm-hmm. he opens it, saying we have to get these illegals out of the country. Now, the reason why he's saying that now is because he's been impacted.
Sure.
He was making $17 as a house painter, and illegals came in and started doing it for six. He said mm-hmm. he'd go to the hospital, and who's in line? All these illegal aliens demanding free medical, and they're getting it. They're bankrupting the hospitals. They're getting all this free medical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As you well know, my wife is a legal immigrant from Venezuela. She can't get free medical. She had to be tested for all these diseases. It's an insult to her. It's an insult to all people that are trying to do it legally.
Right.
And we really need to wake up. And, yes, I feel sorry for these poor little migrant farmers, but that's not the case anymore. Most
well, the thing
of
is, these
are criminals that are coming across. These are bad people.
Well, every time they have children, those children become American,
American
legal
citizens,
Americans.
Anchor babies And Brian Bilbray tried for years to get that, changed, but it would take a constitutional amendment. It's like letting a bank robber keep their money. It's rewarding criminal behavior.
Mm-hmm. I don't know of too many countries where this sort of nonsense is tolerated.
Yeah, I mean, they come in, have the child. They'll crawl across the border just to have the child. Once they're here, the child becomes a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people should really wake up to this. This has to stop. And then once they get that, then they're tied into all the Medi-Cal. It's the anchor baby that keeps the illegal here. And they're taking services away from American citizens. Why do you think health costs are so high? Why do you think hospitals are going out of business? Because they're bankrupting them. They're getting free medical. They go to the emergency. They can't be turned down. They have to get a free education because of the Plyler versus Doe.
Is it any wonder, then, that American youth will not work? Why should they?
Well,
under
the American youth goes out there and they say, look, we can't work for those wages. We have to pay
right.
Tuition. We have to pay
and hospital
insurance.
Bills and everything else. Yeah.
Meanwhile, illegals don't pay any of this. The American taxpayers, if you're paying taxes, you're paying taxes for the downfall of this country. And that's exactly what you're doing. Illegals don't pay taxes. When the opposite, they pay Social Security. Okay, they're using somebody else's Social Security card. That's going into Social Security. Well, at least we should be able to keep that because they're not paying any other taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're using a phony Social Security card, they will normally claim 20 to 30 dependents, so no taxes are taken out.
Right.
And by the time they catch up with them, they're gone using another Social Security number.
Oh, yeah.
But now Bush and these people want to call totalization, send Social Security checks to Mexico. American people better wake up and say enough is enough.
That's right. Steve, do you have a final word before we move along to Ron?
No, sir. I just wanted to call, and this was the first time caller.
Thank you.
I listen to you nightly and enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
Look forward to Friday nights with you and Scott.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Mr. Clark, for your work you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's tons of people like you, Steve. Thank you very much. And people who never call this show, never call any talk show, who listen, I'd say about 99% of you, in fact, do listen but don't call. But we thank you for those that call. And Ron in Austin, hi, you're next on the program.
I'm calling. I have an issue. I live in Austin, Texas, as I told you before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's construction going on down here. And as the gentleman was saying before, there $17 an hour painting jobs are now $6 an hour. Construction, $20 an hour construction, which used to be $20 an hour, is now $7 an hour. And what they need to do to stop this is start fining the companies that are hiring these people. Impose fines on these people.
That's been in place since 1986. It's supposed to be employer sanctions. That's why Walmart was fined $12 million, which is a mere drop in the bucket.
Yeah, to them. Sure.
But they keep stopping us. We're trying to get employer verification. We're trying to get employer sanctions. Now, employer verification is not going to work for these laborers because they're day laborers. They go out and pick them up off the street. They're all over the country. 7-Eleven supports a lot of them around the country. Yeah, let them gather in their parking lot. American citizens would be arrested for loitering, but there'll be 200 to 300 of them standing there. So there's no way you can get employer verification there. But what you can do is you can write down the license plate of the people hiring them and turn it over to the IRS and also ICE, immigration.
Okay, go ahead.
And see if that will work. Now, that's what the Minutemen are doing around the country at different work sites. They are videotaping the license plate, and they're turning it over to IRS. Especially IRS is always looking for money. But I'm against the IRS completely. I think there should be a national sales tax. Now they're taking away your interest. But that's another story. But start reporting these people hiring them. Turn the license plate, go to the IRS office or send it to them, say, look, I have documentation that these people are hiring illegals. And let the IRS, you can say, suspect it.
Okay.
Suspect it because you don't know that they're illegals, but let the IRS investigate and find out if they are paying any taxes. Because the employer normally isn't paying, he's not paying any Social Security, he's not paying anything else, he's paying under the table. So the people that are playing by the rules are being shafted. And the people that are trying to, like yourself, I don't know if you worked at that industry, but I know Rock Skelly, he was making $17 to $20 an hour, and then all of a sudden the illegals start doing it for $6 because they don't have to pay anything else.
Exactly. Just like the issues
anything.
On gun control. The people that follow the rules get the shaft. The criminals get the money. Just,
exactly.
Just like gun control. It's
the
ridiculous.
The greasy will gets greased. You can burn down cities and then you're rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just waiting for France to say, okay, we're going to kowtow to these people burning down the cities and give them everything they want, but it doesn't look like it.
I'm thinking of moving out of the country just because I was thinking about moving out of state to avoid this problem, but I heard the gentleman in Ohio, it seems like this
is... It's all over the country. I travel. I'm just finishing up my latest documentary film, and I have interviewed people all over the country. It is, at first, they were after the Southwest, which they call Otzlan, but they are colonizing the whole country. It is all over the country. It's not just the Southwest anymore. It's not just Texas and California. It's all over the country. Go to Omaha, Nebraska. It looks like Tijuana in South Omaha because of the packing plants there.
Yeah,
and the senator there, the senator of Nebraska, tried to get Doris Meisner fired for going in and getting the illegals removed. These are the type of people that are running our country, and we have to get rid of them.
And also, yeah, I see them, like you were saying, that's a perfect name for them, anchor babies. These people have, they have about two kids on the side, and then they have another one on the way. And these people, it seems like they never stop, and they can't even afford food for themselves. But here's
you're paying
food stamps,
for
Medicaid.
They're grinding out babies, though.
You are paying for that.
I know, and it makes me not even want to pay taxes. I mean, if I don't file for taxes, I'm a
then
criminal.
You're punished. But, you know, the IRS for years has given, if they don't have a Social Security number, they will give them a taxpayer ID, illegals, okay? I mean, I've, a friend of mine in the IRS notified me of this years ago. I go, what? Now, you know, when somebody mentioned the national ID card, we already have a national ID card. It's called a Social Security card. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be used that way. But go into a bank or anybody else and try to get anything without it.
It's become an albatross. Yep,
yes.
Absolutely. A way of tracking down Americans, as you point out, and people who don't who owe a penny to the IRS, quote unquote, but some illegals who are here working illegally under the table. Well, you know, we just can't go after them now. You know, it's too much involved. It's too much because you're dealing with other countries, and they don't want to ruffle the feathers of Mexico. Not only that, but we have this 60-page document. You know, we have the CFR document. We're now North Americans. We're not called Americans anymore. We're part of this regional world government axis.
Right.
So you see, it's all becoming a globalist nation, a globalist hemisphere, and a global worldwide economy.
Well,
and
you
that's
have
what
to,
it's there for.
What was your name again?
Ron.
Our call is Ron.
Ron. You really need to get involved and do something about it. You're fairly young, aren't you?
Yeah, 24.
Yeah. We need more young people getting involved because it's going to impact you guys more than anybody else. I didn't think it was going to impact as much as I did. I didn't think I'd live to see it, but it's
as quickly
accelerated.
As it has, yeah.
It's accelerated so quickly.
I'll tell you one thing. I go to a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant. I can't even understand what these people are saying because like someone was saying before, I mean, about his wife getting pulled over, about, you know, you can't even understand these people, and they're getting jobs over people that have degrees over, just because they're cheap labor. I don't get this.
It's the colonization of America. That's what's happening.
Oh,
we're being colonized.
Affirmative action is another one of those that...
No.
America is going down the tubes faster than
I... That's it. We're just like ancient Rome.
Get involved.
You know?
We can't allow this to happen. Get involved. I gave you some
suggestions. Believe me, I will.
Go down, start writing down the license plates, report.
Make
these
a lot of noise, Ron. Do what you can, but don't keep your mouth shut. Do whatever it takes and keep fighting the system.
Okay.
That's all we have to do.
We can't let this experiment fail, Ron.
How can I get an audio recording of this program? Because this is some good stuff here.
Well, you know, you can get it right off the tomorrow. It'll be on the archives, and you can record it. You can download it directly. All right? Tomorrow.
Okay.
Check into the archives.
Appreciate you guys.
RBNLive.com. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you, Ron. And Robert in Austin, you're next on the program.
How are you doing?
All right, Robert.
Hey, the first time I've called in, but I've been listening to you for a while, and I listen to Alex and other shows, and I'm on the same page. And for the young guy, Ron, I'm 36, and 10 years ago here in Austin, I could make so much money painting That's what I did for a living, and it was starting then, right after, that was about 95, and the year after NAFTA, that's when they really, really started pouring in, because their farming economy was destroyed by the, you know, the big corporates coming in and taking them over. So it's the American companies that really stuck it to them, and they're to blame for a lot of the reason why they were poor farmers, and they're coming up here, and I saw that coming 10 years ago. So what did I do? I was 26. I went back to college to get a degree. Well, now I was specialized in printing. Well, printing company or plants are closing. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been closing up for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. This was before 9/11, Rick. I mean, 9/11, you know, we all know about it. But the destruction of the economy and all and this stuff was happening several months before the so-called terror attack ever happened. And now I'm 36. I can't eat. I've got two college degrees. I can't even get an $8 an hour job. I can't get anybody to hire me because I'm too old. I'm overqualified, and someone's going to offer me a better job, and I'm going to go. And I'm like, nobody's offering me a job. But
no, that isn't the reason. The reason is the cheap labor. The H-1B workers are the ones that destroyed you after you went to college.
Yeah.
In fact, they just approved 350,000 more H-1B workers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a senator in office, Spencer Abraham, in Michigan,
yeah,
who was removed because he was the chairman for Immigration Subcommittee. And he was removed. They didn't think that he would lose.
Become an energy department?
Yes. We did help him lose that race. But the person replacing him was a liberal, but... there had to be a message sent there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out there and you have to start protesting, because if you don't...
Oh, well, I do. I go down to the Capitol whenever Alex and another guy, Mike, who's Alex's cameraman, he's a friend of mine, too. I know a lot of the Patriot guys here in Austin from the gun shows and stuff, and I do. And, you know, I took student loans to pay. I paid for my college, but I've been deferring them for like 5 or 6 years because I can't get a... I can't even make $2,000 a month. I can't even get a... Because those jobs don't exist. You're either making $8-$9 an hour, which even $10 an hour now, you might make $400 a week if you're lucky with some overtime, but that's still poverty level. I mean,
no, you can thank your politicians for that, and you can thank these corporations some of the big corporations. They started bringing in the H-1B workers from India and Pakistan, the computer programmers.
Yeah,
many,
I know.
Many years ago.
Well, and you know, I graduated high school in 1986, and they were already outsourcing, and a lot of the factories and the production of steel and stuff was closing up in the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, you know, and they all started moving to Texas, you know, late 70s, early 80s, through the mid 80s, because hey, they have to make a living too, but. It's like night and day in 20 years. It is like night and day since I graduated high school.
Another thing you can do is whenever you make a phone call and it sounds like you're talking to somebody in India or Pakistan, tell them you want to talk to somebody in this country. The airlines are doing it. Whenever you get that call and say, what country, ask them what country they are in. And if they're in India, Pakistan, or the Philippines, say, look, I want to talk to somebody in the United States.
Yeah, and you know what? I am besieged daily by telemarketers. I don't even answer my phone anymore. I let the machine get it up, and I mean I can tell you, not only that, but in my mailbox I get 3 or 4 credit card applications every day from like Capital One sends me 2 or 3 every they just
Yeah, Capital One is terrible.
They'll send you a credit card if you've been dead for 5 years.
That's what it's might be what it is, Rick.
One of the worst.
They're getting my name off of a list from, you know, student loan consolidations, you know, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, here, hey, we know you can't make it. Why don't we just get you into a little more debt? You know what I'm...
You know, Robert, we don't have much more time, but, you know, you've stated the case very well. Right from the heart it comes, and... All I can say is you're the reason, people like you, why if we don't win, the country's gone. It's gone. It's over. It's finished.
I totally agree.
Robert, start reporting the employers that are hiring these day laborers. Go down and take down their license plate.
Yeah.
Into the IRS.
Just say one real quick thing. I went 10 years ago. I went up to Denton, Texas, a little bit north of Dallas, to go to university. There weren't that many illegals. but they just started showing up, and now they've built them a covered picnic area. The city of Denton built them a covered picnic area so they can hang out by the road and
Tuition. You're struggling, and they give illegal aliens in-state tuition.
Oh yeah, and also I am tired of going to stores and seeing illegal aliens all happy and smiley, and they're pulling out these big wads of cash, and they're buying. I can only buy a few items because I'm struggling, and
they've got
pocketfuls of cash.
Robert, thank you for the call. You're making us sick. I appreciate it. I understand. That's what we're talking about. That's what the fight's all about. All right, we'll be back to wrap up, and we'll be back with you, John Clark, and mention your videos when we return. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back. Not much time. But, John, before we take our final two calls, is all I can squeeze in, why don't you just mention you do have a number of videos, a number of videotapes people can use. I guess they're not copyrighted, or are they?
No.
You can use them on public access, cable TV, like we have done. In your own area. What's the best way to get them? Should they just call Barbara's number, Barbara Coe? Or...
Yeah, they can call Barbara's number.
That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS, right?
And also they can call that number if they would like to join the Minuteman Project or to back Jim Gilchrist, who is running for Congress, who's started the Minuteman.
All right.
Call that number if they want to help with that. They can go to our website, www.immigrationcontrol.com, and look at some of the videos. I'm just finishing up the new one, and it's more or less, the theme will be Americans take their country back.
Okay. All right. And the phone number again is 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS. Two calls quickly. Make it a minute each, please, if you can. And let's see. Clinton, you're next.
Hello,
yes.
Rick.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. I'll make it real quick. First of all, I'm going to pretend I'm Doug for a minute and ask your guest to quit referring to us as an experiment. I'm sick of being treated like a lab rat. I know you mean well, but let's drop that, okay? It's a bad habit. Secondly, I really want to encourage you not to tell people to give these people a hard time on the telephone. They're just like us, little people trying to feed their families and have a nice life. When it, really what we need to look at is that we're starting to get the attention of these young men now, and we have to help them understand not to pay so much attention to Washington right now, but the pigs in our own backyard, okay? It starts right here in our own communities, and all these young men have to really understand how focus your efforts where it can count. Don't blame these people on the phone, please. And then thank you, Rick, and have a nice night.
All right, Clinton. Okay. Dominic, you're from Orlando, huh? You're last on the program. Quickly.
My question is, I work for Walmart, and
yes.
I want to know what can I do to make sure that my place doesn't hire illegals.
Don?
If you have any documentation at all, there's a website called We Hire Aliens. And you can go there if you have documentation, you're suspicious of somebody, you can go to their website and you have to prove some type of documentation that it is an illegal and report them, and it will go on that web page. Or you can, if you're suspicious, you can also contact ICE that you have some suspicion, but you really mm-hmm. have to have, it can't be just because somebody's, that they're not just Mexican or Cuban or whatever. You have to make sure that there's some evidence that they are illegal, because we're not against race. We're not against legal immigrants. We're against mm-hmm. illegal activity.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I appreciate you calling. We're out of time, Dominic. You a first-time caller?
I listen to you mostly when Akers still is on your show.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. All right, John Clark, been very interesting 2 hours tonight. It flew by. And I thank you for making it so interesting. Very good show.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. And I hope people will help the Minuteman and help Jim Gilchrist get in
yes.
office and help people like Barbara Coe. She really needs
Amen.
The
Amen. Thank you, John. We'll have you back soon to update us again. Great show. And, well, we've had a little rescheduling of our guests, but we'll tell you more about that. Tomorrow night we'll be back again. God willing, with another interesting program. Till then, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night, everyone.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.